I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, on Wednesday on The Big Picture, we talked about the importance of this Supreme Court replacement and who the most likely person is going to be and just how dangerous they are. We could see in quick succession, if this woman is appointed to the court, we could see the end of abortion rights, we could see the end of contraception rights, we could see the end of labor rights, the end of health care, the end of Social Security, and this is not catastrophizing. These are things that they have said they plan to do. The president has said if he's reelected, or I guess in his mind he just stays president whether he's reelected or not, but he has said he will end Social Security and Medicare. They will be defunded permanently. So it's not like we're catastrophizing here. They're basically saying, yeah, I'm going to come down and burn down your country. But there's a centerpiece to all of this, as bad as it is. And that's how they're using religion and how religious extremists are becoming empowered. Now, Donald Trump has evangelical followers who think he's basically the second coming. But in reality, he's a man with no faith except in a worship of himself. And in the perfect example of just how strange religious extremism can be, there are evangelicals who practically worship the man, even though he is almost the antithesis of Jesus and his teachings. Now, one of the things that science has shown is that Republicans tend to be far more motivated by fear. They're afraid all the time. Afraid, and when you're afraid all the time, you're also angry all the time. And that makes you very, very easy to manipulate. So they're going after the evangelicals by Trump telling them that, boy, if Biden becomes president, there's no more religion. They're gonna end God. So somehow a lifelong practicing Catholic named Joe Biden is going to be the man who comes in and commits deicide? It's almost too stupid to comprehend that anyone would fall for this crap. And of course, the right-wing noise machine follows in lockstep. You've got right-wing commentator Charlie Kirk, a close ally of Jerry Falwell, and he has said that if Biden wins, that would be the end of the church as we know it. But this is all a super-secret plan, so secret even Biden and the Democrats don't know anything about it, because nobody's ever said anything about ending the church as we know it. What we are saying as a community is that we're in the middle of a COVID crisis, and you people need to go online with your church services, because when you gather together, you become super spreaders, and you infect your community. So yeah, you can't get together right now, but that's not ending church as we know it, and it's a temporary thing until we get this horrific pandemic under control, which it's not even close to under control yet. Which is not really surprising, because the president isn't doing a goddamn thing. He's just given up. Mentality. Just let everybody die, and who's ever left, hey, you'll be fine. And he says these things because he is genuinely insane and out of his mind. There was just a report from some psychiatrists who say that he is the most profoundly mentally ill person that has ever been president. He is, along with all the other horrible things about him, making him almost the perfect synthesis of everything wrong with Americans. He's also mentally ill. Trump can't afford to lose the evangelicals, so he's going all out for them. That's part of the taking control of the Supreme Court, and that's part of terrifying people that religion's coming to an end if Joe Biden becomes president. Just crazy stuff. But you have to step back and look at the big picture. Sure, Trump couldn't care less about religion and faith, and he's not smart, but he's smart enough to know that people of faith, extreme faith, like evangelicals, are the most easy people in the world to manipulate. And to keep them on his side, he wants to give them everything that they want, no matter how undemocratic it is. And what they want, more than anything else, is to end abortion and to end gay rights. Yes, it's a horrible thing to want. It hurts a lot of people. But as I have said, in evangelicalism, there is this whole bullying aspect. They're always pointing the finger at others while they're fingering somebody else in private. Okay, we don't actually know that Jerry Falwell fingered anybody, he just watched. To really understand this, you have to kind of understand what dominionism is and what the Seven Mountains are. These are real things. These are plans that have been in play for a very long time. And the idea is to have total Christian control of all aspects of our society. And those aspects, the seven metaphorical mountains, are media, government, education, economy, religion, family, and the arts. And by control, they mean total control. They are not interested in democracy. They want theocracy, and this is a growing movement in the United States. And it is very, very tied into Donald Trump. For example, former Trump campaign advisor and POTUS Shield founder Frank Armedia hosted Dominionist and anti-abortion activist Lou Engel, where they basically came out at that event and said, yes, Amy Coney Barrett is a God-anointed. She's the handmaiden. And as we pointed out on Wednesday, she's part of a weird religious Catholic cult that calls the women handmaidens and actually inspired the book The Handmaiden's Tale. So all of this, the taking over the Supreme Court, the taking over the courts, is part of this larger plan to convert America into as close to a theocracy as they can get it. And this is no joke. This is what they're working on. And they have never been closer to succeeding in all of their wild dreams. Now, we've already talked in the past about Bill Barr and how he sees his faith reshaping America. It might be even more true for Mike Pompeo, who is the Secretary of State. He was just at Preston Wood Baptist Church in Texas, and he stressed America's responsibility to model Christian behavior and to be a light unto the world amid pressure from critics who say faith must be kept out of the public square. He basically is saying that he believes that it is his role to spread Christianity throughout the rest of the world. He came right out and said it. He said, there is an absolute responsibility to make sure that other countries understand our founding as a Judeo-Christian nation. Now, the problem is they got to turn us into an actual Judeo-Christian nation first, which we aren't and never have been. We have more different religions than any other country in the world because we have freedom of religion and freedom from religion, although the Attorney General has said that that's wrong. He says we only have freedom from the state interfering with religion. Religion can come in and do whatever it wants to the state. In both of these powerful men's minds, the church comes first, the state comes second, and if the two disagree, church wins. And by church, they mean their very, very dark, limited view of Christianity. Another key element of our slide into theocracy, we have a real huge problem in our military with people of faith trying to force their faith on people below them. And now that has been allowed officially. The Pentagon just changed the rule that they allow officers to proselytize to the men under them. That means you don't have any choice. If they want you to pray, you pray. They want you to pray to their God, well, you better pray to their God. If they want to order you to come to Bible studies, can you really refuse? We've talked about how the QAnon conspiracy is basically a reworking of Nazi propaganda and how it is being melded into Seven Mountains Dominionism. And one of the scariest parts about these fanatical extremist evangelicals and other religious extremists is violence is very much a part of what they're about. They reject what they consider the sissified version of Jesus, where he is a man of peace. They're mostly people who are pretty violent. I mean, Pastor Rick Joyner said that God wants Christian veterans to lead good militias. Against who? And for those of you who think it can't happen here, well, one state did used to be a theocracy in the United States. That state was Connecticut. Early on in our country, we didn't really have religious freedom. We eventually won that. But early on, there were pockets of theocracy. But Connecticut was a purely theocratic state. It was run by the Federalists, who were basically today's Republicans. They were conservative, they believed the rich should rule, they feared more people being able to vote, they regarded immigrants with contempt, they boasted of having all the religion. And their religious leaders were very, very political. You might want to do a little Googling about Connecticut and the Federalists, because it gives you a good idea of how theocracy has worked in the United States. There they had an established official church, and woe unto you if you weren't a member of that church. And they told people at the time, if God forbid the Democrats ever got into power, all religion would be abolished, and even the institution of marriage would be abandoned. It all sounds very familiar.